as well as to my mother and to my close friends, but the urge to take that drink was more powerful than anything else. After Charlie had talked a while, I knew that this man had something. In that short period, he built within me something that I had long since lost, which was hope. When he left, I walked with him to the streetcar line, which was just about a half a block. But there were two liquor stores, one on each corner from my home. I put Charlie on the car, and when I left him, I passed both of those liquor stores without even thinking about them. The following Sunday, we met at Ella G's. It was Charlie and three or four others. That was the first meeting of a colored group in AA, so far as I know. We held some two or three meetings at Ella's home, and from there we held some two or three at her mother's home. Then Charlie, or someone in the group, suggested that we try to get a place in a church or hall to hold meetings. I approached several ministers, and all of them thought it was a very good idea, but they never relinquished any space. So finally, I went to the YMCA, and they graciously permitted us to use a room at $2 a night. At that time, we had our meetings on Friday nights. Of course, it wasn't very much of a meeting in the beginning. Most of the time, it was just Vi and myself. But finally, we got one or two to come in and stick. And from there, of course, we started to grow. I haven't mentioned it, but Charlie, my sponsor, was white. And when we got our group started, we got help from other white groups in Washington. They came, many of them, and stuck by us and told us how